With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Before we do anything else, I'd really like to hear from Maria. Is that possible?
Maria. Oh, I was like, Maria from Napa?
No, nope, not Maria. The other Maria. Maria from Athens.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
It's like, we're talking about Survivor right now or Big Brother? Which one is it?
Just
I have a mother-in-law named Maria, too, so I'm like, what is going on around here? She's on the phone? Sheesh. Yeah.
Just our special Friday, Maria. I'm sure there were people in the audience who were like, yeah, no, it's not officially Friday until...
You heard it here first.
That's right. Hey, happy Friday, everybody.
Hey.
This part of the show is brought to you by Maker's Mark. Celebrate Pride with your favorite bourbon, Maker's Mark, handmade Kentucky straight whiskey. They're also a big sponsor, a big part of our... Not so secret drag show that's happening 2 weeks from tomorrow. We're super excited, and all you have to do to get in on that, because the ticketed part is sold out, but you can get in for free just by giving us an RSVP at augusthallsf.com. Bryn just shared a thing with me that I sometimes someone will send something to you and you go, I'll bite. I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. He sends me this thing, and I guess, I don't know, I think it's a TikTok thing. Here's another video from the TikToker who listens to songs backwards and plays and sings them like that. When he's done, he plays his recording backwards, and it's amazing to hear how close to the song. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I think John can do it.
I don't know, man.
I'm just going to play the audio for you, yeah?
Okay, so here this is the backward stuff first?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. I know.
Does anyone have a guess?
Oh, good. That's
no, good not at all. But I'm curious. So does he explain to you that he has to sit down and, like, is he... Does he have some kind of savant thing that makes him able to do this, or is he writing word for word how you would say each thing backward?
And- it's the latter. Yeah.
Oh,
so you're able to, like, the way we have waveforms, you can easily just hit that reverse processing, and then you listen to it and you just mock it, right? Does that make sense?
So he's not
flips it, and then
And he's able to do it by ear, not so much having to look at a piece of paper.
So, like, let's
read it.
Let's, for example, like if you had this clip here.
Hello, hello.
Right?
Yeah.
I can reverse that.
Oh, you can flip that.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I think it's this button here, and it sounds like this.
Hello,
hello. Right? So you do that.
Hello.
And then you reverse that, and it sounds like.
Hello, hello.
Right?
Okay.
So there's that. Uh-huh.
Right,
so no guesses,
I don't
right?
I guess at the song, no.
I don't either.
All right, and here it is.
Oh my God, that's... you know what? It's useless. It's not a talent that's going to get you anywhere. Well, it'll get you some views on TikTok, I guess, if that's the... That's such a... It seems like it would be so laborious to figure that out.
It's not a thing, but it is cute. I like it. Like,
it's amazing.
Way to sum it up, Vin.
It's, well, I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, yes, there's a parent probably, you know, funding this kid's experiments and probably is like, get out already. But yeah, it's neat. I mean, he's doing something. It's unique.
Oh, he's a man bun. Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really cute. How old do you think that is? Mustache. He seems to be 30. I mean, his mom has been saving up for a long time to get him all that equipment there. That's for sure.
His name is Joel James. Let's see here.
Joel James. Well, anyways, I mean, I didn't mean to get us off, but you just sent me that, and I was like, I need to see that,
you know,
right now.
There are professional musicians out there who are quoted all the time saying, I get on YouTube and I see people who are 10 times the player I am technically, but they don't write songs. They're just doing stuff in their room on video that most people can't do.
You can be the best player in the world, but if you don't have a hit,
right.
Oblivion.
Can you write a song? That's
can you
the
write
question.
A song? Or can you, are you part of, you know, can you buy a song that you can play perfectly? So there's people out there just writing songs for other people. Oh, that'll work. I don't know. There's some kind of magic formula to becoming you too, I guess.
Yeah, he's got a million views on that video. Oh. I'll post it up on the
Celebrity
Facebook
page. Yeah, there's probably money in it for him, I'm sure.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure his mom's proud that he finally found something. And frankly, that's the only person I've ever seen do that. It's once in a while you'll see somebody flip something, or, you know, they've learned something backwards, or they learn to talk backwards. It's those people too. Weirdos. But this guy actually found a way to spend a lot of time figuring something out and then turn it into views.
That's speaking of musicians creative. Doing interviews, you hear from a lot, or I read a lot about them, who are saying, we can't make money. We make no money. And then you still see these people who are like, I bought a diamond so big and I'm going to have it pinned to my forehead. And you go, how are you making money if no one else is?
Right.
How?
How?
Can you buy a giant $10 million diamond and then have it pinned to your forehead? Like, that's a thing.
And then have it pop out at an inopportune time and be infected. But also, by the way, don't get jewels embedded in yourself, I think, is the lesson here. Also,
anyway,
don't spend all your money on forehead jewels. Did he take all his money and spend it on the... He's like, well, there'll be more of this, MC Hammer.
So we're talking about Lil Uzi Vert,
right? Guess. Don't
That's the guy with the diamond in his forehead. They say he makes money off of touring album sales, mainly merchandise. But 60,000 bucks each show, they say.
He pulls 60 grand a show?
Yeah. You that's know, his take home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what they
that's
say
pretty
he
good.
Takes.
That's after all the fees and everything else is paid, or that's just what you would... What would it cost me to book him?
You know? I'm sure a lot more than that.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
That
guy is very popular.
Right. I was looking at something maybe yesterday or the day before, just like what it cost to book certain people, and they were all sort of second-tier people, I thought.
Well, occasionally our boss will tell us something, and then he'll also say, never say that on the air, so I can't tell you. But there's things he's told me where I'm like, oh my God, really? Right. For one show? Wow.
Right. Or someone who's like relatively inexpensive. And you're like, well, that, I mean, maybe I could book them for my son's bar mitzvah. Or whatever. Whatever party you're throwing where you might want to book a... Okay, Sarah, move on. All right, here we go. I just think this is funny. It's a totally random story. Do you know who Kellis is? Or possibly Keyless? Kellis?
Yeah, Kellis is my milkshake.
She is, in fact, my milkshake. My
and
milkshake she's
also
brings the boys to the yard.
Nas's ex-wife.
She is. She said he was abusive and she left him. She remarried and her second husband died of stomach cancer. I think like March of last year. So
why does that sound so painful? It just sounds
because
so painful.
Stomach stuff is awful. You know, gut pain is awful. You almost want to punch yourself in the stomach sometimes. You know, and that's just from gas. Now imagine you have stomach cancer. Yikes, Jesus. So am I saying her name right?
I just need to fart.
Come on, let's get the gas out. Don't hold it in. Sit down. Just, you know.
Bicycle kicks. Bicycle kicks.
Oh, my God. The bicycling. Just
anyway,
making
back
it
to Kellis. You were saying.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So is it Kellis?
I'm not sure. I thought it was Kalise, but I Kalise? Don't really know.
Whatever.
I don't either. I'm not trying to be, but that's what I know her. That's what yes. I know of her.
So, and she broke up with Nas, I want to say, like, 08, 09. It's been a minute. And she's older now, so she's 43. So, not that old, obviously. I mean, wouldn't you kill to be 43 again? Come on. So, if this isn't the most random couple ever, I just don't know who is. Bill Murray is now dating Kelis. I like Kelis
okay.
entry. The milkshake does bring all the boys to the yard. He's 72. She's 43. He's been spotted attending some of her shows in the UK. There's a source that says they've met up in the States before, and that got people in the industry talking. And now they're meeting up in London while they're both here. They've clearly hit it off, and you know, so says someone in England, I guess. There's picture them together. There's like a backstage shot of them, and then there's some younger shots. But you know, whatever makes you happy, I guess. You know, that seems fine to me. I don't think she's a gold digger. I mean, I'm very protective of Bill Murray.
I'm a fan too. I'm having trouble. Like, I don't see any reason for him not to be with her or her to be
sure.
with him. And yet I'm looking at the picture and that might be the reason for them not to be together. Like, my God, he's elderly.
Yeah. Yep. Well, if he makes her laugh and there, you know, here's the other thing. He had a wife he's estranged from. They filed for divorce years ago. And I don't know that their divorce is, like, they are still in touch. Apparently, he's very much, she was very much part of his life, and she just recently passed, too. So they both lost someone on the important side to them. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what his relationship was with this either ex-wife or estranged wife. Her husband, though, died of, they were married, and he died of a disease. And apparently, they hit it off as they were discussing their mutual losses. That's what people are speculating. Who the hell knows? I just thought, well, that's interesting. That is a highly unlikely pairing. And I haven't even heard of Kelis since that song, which is a cute, funny little song.
Mm-hmm.
Like a chocolate shake. My milkshake is better than yours. Yeah, turn this on. It's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to. And speaking of milkshakes, I just like this story. Eric Andre says, you know, drink those milkshakes. Do it. His life advice. Eric Andre, by the way, so maybe you think you don't know this guy. And maybe you don't. Season 6 of his show, which is on Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network. It's called The Eric Andre Show. Season 6 is out now. He plays Lyle Lisson, who is like a rival televangelist on The Righteous Gemstones, which if you're not watching that show is so wrong it's right. I love that show. So good. So he is a
he's also on, starring with Knoxville in that prank show that's on now.
Oh, is he on that too?
He's on that too.
So you've seen him on that?
I haven't seen it. I've seen the ads for it during the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
And each time I'm like, oh, look at that. Big time advertising for their show.
He also, for a minute, was dating Emily Ratajkowski, which is one of his biggest accomplishments. So here's the deal. This is why I say, you know, he's saying drink all the milkshakes. He lost 40 pounds for his new season of The Eric Andre Show, and his advice is stay fat. He said, do you have these quotes or shall I just read these?
I do not have these quotes.
He says, there's a reason skinny people are bitches and fat people are jolly. Skinny people have effing attitudes because they're effing starving. I say stay fat. If you're chubby or fat, stay that way. I felt great, but it wasn't worth cutting out French fries. True to his word, listen to this. He finishes. By the way, he's not just skinny. He's ripped for season 6.
Oh.
And he isn't a guy I think of as being particularly slender. Not in the stuff I've seen him in anyway. I mean, look at the side by side there, Vinny. There he is in his in his trunks, and he's just glistening and ripped. And then there he is in real life with, I don't know, some kind of bucket or shield over his head.
I think
head.
Those are the same shorts too, right?
Oh my God. I think they are. So true to his word, when he wrapped he starved himself down, he got great looking, and then the filming wrapped. He ate an entire pepperoni pizza the minute they said cut. Then he went to Portugal, drank his weight in wine. He said, I undid 6 months of work in about 3 weeks. He's back, baby. But you know what? He's happy. And I say, take that with you into this weekend. Give yourself a break. Eat something delicious. I'm going to do a lot of eating. I'm going to be doing no week eating starting this Monday. Like on liquids the whole week. So this weekend I'm going to go crazy.
But you also, will you be, I don't think you'll be able to drink alcohol, will you?
While I'm recovering, I don't think I would. Like, that seems.
Because stitches like I shouldn't. Stuff and your gums.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything that goes, John's like, by Wednesday or Thursday, you might be able to eat some scrambled eggs. They're pretty soft. I'm like, oh man, this is going to be a week. This should be fun. Also, my periodontist, I don't know what she's called, my oral surgeon, she goes, don't think that you're going to drink things through a straw. You're not. You don't, no suction. You don't want to be sucking on anything. So John's out of luck. You know, what I need to do is sip. Thank you. I'm not here all next week. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Poor John.
I know.
Well, you still have hands, don't worry. Sarah.
It's true, Vinny. I have all kinds of stuff. Gold mine, all the stuff.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bay Area Recycling Outreach Coalition. Take a hard pass on the trash with your takeout order. Bring a reusable container for food to go. Find more tips to reduce waste at reusetogo.org. Put your reusable container by your phone and keys so you remember to bring it for food to go. get more tips to reduce waste at reusetogo.org. That's reusetogo.org. I like that.
I like all that. It's just a reminder that we waste stuff and we're, you know, we don't have to. You could do better. We could all do better. I could do better.
The big story today continues to be the smoke on the East Coast. They're all, you know, busy with the orange pictures that we lived through. So I think most of us are kind of like, yeah, we've seen that. We know what that looks like.
Right.
The Mars thing. We lived that. Was that 3 years ago or two?
That was a pandemic, right? It like was, right in the beginning?
It was at the beginning of the pandemic. Well, so no, it was like, I thought it was like August or September October. That
couple
first
months
year,
after shutdown,
it's
2020.
But we'd certainly had our share of fires to that point, and that was just that day was just creepy. Like, oh God,
it lasted longer than a day. But yeah, I mean that was one of those times where everything changed, and fortunately, it was. Now that I think about it, yeah, I guess during the pandemic, we were all already in. Most people on the East Coast are now being told you can't bring your kids to school, so school's out.
Right.
You can't, well, there's no games. They're canceling, you know, pro sports in certain spots. So anyway, if you're traveling, that continues to be a thing on the East Coast. The smoke is thick and the air is unhealthy.
So they're saying September 9th, 2020 is known as Orange Skies Day here in California.
Okay.
Crazy.
There's the photos.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird. It's orangey sky.
Hi, welcome to Mars.
Some other guy. Do, 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 do. It's Bye Bye Love by The Cars.
Got it. Okay.
I see the confusion on your face.
You know what? I was like, I know that song. What is that? Yeah.
It's Bye Bye Love by The Cars, Orangey Sky. That's get that ready for every time we talk about this.
You got it.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast. You know I love that video. You don't even have to ask.
Fast. The Hoover Dam is made of 4.36 million cubic yards of concrete. That's enough to make a highway from San Francisco to New York.
Wow.
For
that
the
is a
Dam.
Surprisingly large amount of concrete.
Well, you need those things not to break.
That
the dams,
true.
I mean.
Yep.
Cans of Diet Coke float in water, but cans of Coke sink. It's because the sugar in Coke weighs 39 grams, and the sweetener in Diet Coke is 125 milligrams. That makes Coke denser, so it sinks.
Wow. I'm going to try that next time I have both and a thing of water. I'll never remember that. Mm. But what a fascinating thing to know.
Speaking of Coke, and I'm kind of loathe to do ads for these companies because, you know, we're a business and we need you to pay for your ads, Coke.
Yeah.
But one of the top
soda brands, Bell.
Coca-Cola, is looking to, like, make a brand for the younger set. They're trying to get the younger generation hooked. And so they have a new launch coming, and it's going to be called Coca-Cola Ultimate. It's a new flavor. They haven't even said what its hook is, but they do say it is targeted at gamers. As in, we know the gamers like the do. They do the do.
They do.
And now Coke hopes to grab some of that market.
So what, do they drop a couple of no-dos in each can and then, you know, go gamers, go gamers?
I don't know what I read the whole story and they do not say what it is. They say there's a twist of something unexpected in there. So maybe that's a tease to help you want to try it. I don't know.
It's going to make me play better. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola Ultimate coming soon, everybody.
Well, we all want to try. They have Coca-Cola Ultimate Diet too? Or
They have a sugarless and a regular and then sugarless or sugar-free.
For the gamers on a cut.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, Alex. Mm. Let's go.
Dang, I don't think you're supposed to say it like that.
Yep.
Let's go. I don't...
Let's go.
Let's go.
That's a little sleepy, but okay, fine.
Let's go.
Let's get out of here.
Let's go to sleep.
Okay. Oh, I'm down.
I need some of that Coca-Cola, that new.
Yeah.
Well, you let us
Jack
know.
You up.
Pick
not
me
trying
up.
That. Not at all.
You'd never even try it? You'd try it.
I don't want to, no. You know what? I like
resistant.
An occasional, like you say you have a soda every day.
Yeah.
I like an occasional soda. Then it's sort of special.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I wouldn't drink soda every day. No way.
I have a Fresca every day. I just love it. John has his Diet Coke, and I have my... Oh, what is a bite? I don't get it. It says Coca-Cola Creations Bite, B-Y-T-E.
That's what popped up. Like, you know, digital bites. Digital, like, megabyte.
Oh, as in they're trying... Gigabytes. So the Coca-Cola words are all pixelated,
mm-hmm.
and some cool kid with his headphones on. He's totally gaming. He's lit really awesomely. Get it, kids. Coca-Cola Bite.
Kids.
Let's go, kids.
While we're on the drink subject, Bud Light has been knocked
flailing.
From the number one beer in America. The the protest or the picketing has worked. Modelo Especial is your new number one beer in America.
Winning.
Duh. Does Anheuser-Busch also own that?
I bet you they do.
Right.
I haven't looked, but I bet you they do.
Yeah,
I
do like
Modelo. They don't lose.
Yeah, they don't care. Well, they do. I suppose they really like that brand. It's been around a long time. And
Grupo Modelo. Let me see.
Oh, good. I like to think that my Mexican beers are made in Mexico. I like to think that. I don't know. What do we hear? Pacifico is also like a Bud Light or a Bud product.
Yeah, these big companies buy everything.
Tecate? Sure.
Shouldn't surprise anybody. That's the
American way.
Right. Okay, so Sarah's in a bike gang, if you don't know.
Yeah, critical mess. Thank you.
She's got celebrity gang members, too, by the way. Like,
I do, yeah.
Legit.
I have a director and a rock star and a food stylist.
Uh-huh.
And an executive assistant.
Who's that?
That's Marianne.
Oh, well, don't sell her that way. And one of the hottest chicks in the Bay.
Yeah. Yep. Even at 60. That chick is still working it.
Yep. Anyway, this will be fun.
Okay.
LawnStarter.com recently conducted a study to determine the American cities that are best for naked bike riding. The top three are Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle. So I thought, you know, man, you guys would probably be stoked to go on a nude bike ride sometime.
Okay, I got a couple questions. First of all, did you just say Lawn Starter?
LawnStarter.com, yeah.
LAWN?
Yeah, LawnStarter.com.
As in, here's how you start your lawn?
Well, I don't know. I'm just giving you the source for the
naked bike riding. I'm looking at a picture of some naked bike riding. Of course, it's... Only the dudes are fully naked. This is, like, why do dudes just invent things to, like, every chick has something at least covering them, but the dudes are, like, freeballing it. You know, here's the thing about bikes. The seat. You know, it's, for a lady without the nice cotton panel, that's a foreign object jammed up. In the area. I mean, in the way. Like, please don't.
I don't know what you mean.
You do.
I don't.
You're putting your lady parts directly onto something that who knows what is. I mean, maybe you wiped it with an alcohol swab. It doesn't matter. It's going to get sweaty. You're rubbing your junk again.
Well,
every
guys
girl
have
what
the same. They're nude.
Yeah, they don't have an opening. They're just.
What
they,
is this? Oh, I
that's
not
the
show
back.
You.
That is the back. That's the back, and you don't really sit that on the bike. You're much more forward. It's taint area. I'm just saying it's not. And by the way, all the girls in this nude thing, they all have clothes on. It's the dudes, always.
They compared 200 cities based on 11 metrics, like naked bike events, interest in nude cycling, bikeability, weather, legal barriers, and public nudity laws. Philly, number one.
I just don't know why people are doing this at all. Why is this a thing? People just want to be naked? Free love?
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you done anything naked where you could go, yeah, I did that naked? Anything. Skydiving.
Swimming. No, I've never. Okay, I honestly, I just prefer to have clothes on.
All right. But you have
I'm not the free
dip.
And easy. Sure. I mean,
I did something funny the other day. I tanned. It's so stupid. Like, a friend of mine was like, dude, you got to tan your balls. I'm like, what? Because I'm telling you, it makes a world of a difference, like, for your energy or something. So I'm laying out.
Vitamin D in, on
it,
the
it was
balls.
A nice day, like, last week, and I just, like, laid out on the outdoor cushion. And I was already shirtless. So I just, I took off my pants, and there's, like, no vision from any other neighbors or anything. So Cameron's like, I didn't know she was able to see me. And she runs up to mom and she's like, Daddy's late. Why is there this thing, this long thing that's like, and I'm like, oh!
Wait, she's never seen you naked?
Well, because I was adjusting it. Normally I'm like trying to position it in a way that
she can't stare at it.
You
were moving it out of the way so that the balls could get
I was laying down and I was just trying to get my balls.
I think the entire reason Bryn told this story is because Cameron thought it was long.
Oh yeah, maybe, but no, it's actually because I was naked out there.
Okay, that's why. What's that gigantic thing that daddy
a little
has?
Tiny
why
girl.
Is it so big? He's got a lariat.
There's
with
a snake.
Okay, Sarah.
He's got a giant kielbasa on him.
It's an anaconda.
What is going on?
Okay. All right. Well.
Oh,
everyone in Millbrae, get your binocs out. It looks like someone's tanning nude now.
Yeah. How do you feel now? Did you get a burn?
Fly a drone
over.
No, I mean, I stopped immediately because I felt like she was staring at me. And I didn't get a chance to really experience the benefits of tanning my balls. Well, bummer, dude.
Next time she says, maybe in the fall when she goes back to school, you can get your balls tanned. Oh, my God.
But one of your boys told you, huh? Like, hey,
yeah,
here's
and he's,
what you got to do.
He's a super buff dude that played college football. He's like 6 foot something and yoked. And he was just telling you, like, dude, I'm telling you, man. And I'm like, shut up. You're joking. He's like, no, I'm telling you. That was like last year you told me this. And
I'm definitely going to try this for sure.
You should try it. Alex is probably going to get
sounds
you.
Like
it's going to get you shredded,
man. You can't
man.
Lose, you know, with
yeah,
this situation.
Uh-huh. Right.
You actually can lose a quick nap in the sun with your balls out.
It's
going to be
a
problem.
It's a win-win. So.
For who?
Oh, it's
boy.
Breadwin.
Our nice. Text number is 800-4-3697. I'm always fishing for good stories, and we just hit the jackpot.
You never know, Vin. You just never know.
Let's see here. 415.
That's a long thing.
Is that your favorite part of the story?
It's my favorite part so far. Oh, my God. Oh, shoot.
If it was a see-through top bike ride, Sarah would be all in.
Yeah, sure she would. Well, I wet her down. She loves it. Oh.
Yes. Happy Friday, all. It's DC Pride this weekend. It's Raining Men. Robert from Baltimore.
All right, Robert from Baltimore. Go crazy this weekend.
There.
Yeah.
When you retire, every day is Blur's Day, says Chuck in HB. That's Chuck, our dude.
That's our guy, yeah. He used to be a teacher. He's our avocado provider. Our avocado dealer.
I like that Chuck a lot.
Yeah, he's
let's
great.
See here. So sorry, Sarah. Don't drink alcohol this weekend or take ibuprofen. What? Thins the blood. I bled so much during the same surgery.
Oh.
That's from Jeeves.
Hey, Jeeves. Is that Ask Jeeves or?
It does the, no.
Your name and your city. Always, or make up
yeah,
a
Jeeves,
name and a city.
City.
You know, Jeeves from Mars.
415 says, Vin, finished Ted Lasso yesterday. So freaking good and satisfying. I agree. Mm. I agree. It ended
we're saving
very
it up
well.
So
you stopped watching so you could watch next week.
I want to watch it next week while I'm miserable, you know, and that'll give me a little bit of happiness, a little bit of joy.
You are smart. Very
smart. Saved it. I saved it all up then.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.